Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today on the program, we're going to hear from Allison Krogstad. She's a professor of Spanish at Central College, and we're going to talk about the difficulties teaching adults to speak Spanish and other foreign languages compared to the difficulties that the kids in Pella Christian Grade School's Spanish Immersion Program will have. I talked with the Spanish Immersion Program at the grade school earlier today, and we talked a little bit about the difficulties that little kids have learning Spanish. What's difficult about teaching it to older people?
One difference is that they sometimes don't, they've learned that it's from their peers that they shouldn't want to do it. where little kids are open to just about anything you want to teach them. But because of peer pressure, because they don't, sometimes they don't see the relevance right away of what they're learning, they don't want to do it, they think it's too hard or whatever. They start off not wanting to do it, or they go into it reluctantly if they have to do it. One thing that makes it difficult for the college students is that language is by nature participatory. You can't just study it and write it down. You got to use it. You got to get out there and talk to people, and that sometimes it's a little scary for students at any age, pretty much. But little kids are usually more open to that sort of thing. And if the college students have had it in high school and their high school teacher didn't speak it a lot to them, some high school teachers are really good about that and some not as much, and so they will come here and they might be ready for us to be speaking to them in Spanish, and some of them are not. We just got to tell them that they'll eventually come around and they'll figure it out. That
brings up something kind of interesting. These little kids that are starting, they all are starting from one baseline level of not knowing anything. You probably have to deal with kids who are at varying degrees of understanding Spanish. How do you work around that?
We have a placement test that they take when they get here. So that gives us a general idea of which class they should go into when they first get here. But sometimes people in the same class, if they've had different teachers in high school, some of them might know verb tenses really well, and others might have a really good vocabulary, and others will be really good at speaking. And you got to kind of balance that. And eventually, after a few weeks, everybody's kind of at the same point. So at the beginning, when they first get here to Central, it's sometimes a little shaky, but then it all evens out in the end.
Well, another thing that we actually talked about there was they don't want the parents of the kids to translate any of the words that they learn into English, because they want them not to think about it in English and then translate it into Spanish in their minds. Is that something that you have to work with here?
Yeah, the tendency is for students to want to translate, to think it in English, to write it in English, and then translate it to Spanish. And that's not how we learn our first language, and that's not the best way to learn your second language either. You don't want people having, when they're going to say something, it's a lot slower and a lot more difficult to think in one language, translate to another, and then say it, as opposed to just thinking in the new language and getting it out there. Now, college students have a hard time doing that, because oftentimes their ability to think great ideas out is much stronger than their ability to express that in Spanish. And so they want to say these big important things that they would be able to say in English, and they just can't do it in Spanish. They can't do it the same way. They can still get their point across. They just have to find new, creative, and maybe a little simpler ways of expressing themselves. And that's often at the college level a big difficulty for students.
They use a lot of visual tools in the immersion program at the grade school. Is that something that you do at the college level as well? And does that work?
Yep, I'm sure we use different types of visual things, but using videos or using pictures, writing things down at the same time you're speaking it, different students learn in different ways. And so for some, just hearing it will be fine. For some, seeing it, whatever it is, will be helpful. So you got to incorporate all kinds of different ways of learning for the students who learn in different ways.
Now, after college students have learned the language, how can they retain that knowledge? Because I know a lot of people, including myself, mm-hmm. forgot a lot of what they learned pretty quickly.
You've got to continue practicing, and it's a little bit like a bicycle. So, like if you, in your case, if you were immersed in it for a short period of time, those things would start coming back. You'd pull them out of the cobwebs. So in that sense, it doesn't disappear completely. But it does take a certain amount, you know, if you want to stay strong, you got to keep exercising. You can't just do it for a month and then be done. Same thing with language ability. You've got to keep doing it. You know, find people who speak the language that you can go talk to, maybe have an exchange if there's somebody who wants to learn English and you want to learn to continue practicing your Spanish, and two of you meet once a week or something like in that way. Or there's all kinds of online options these days to be connected with somebody from other countries. People all over the world want to learn English, so you could do that sort of thing online as well. Finding jobs or service opportunities where you would work with someone from the second language. It's also a good way to keep it up.
And at the beginning of the interview, you said a lot of the students have a hard time seeing the relevance of it, but there are more and more jobs that either prefer that you speak a second language or require it, because you'll be dealing with people who would be speaking Spanish or French or some other language.
Yes, there are more and more all the time. And not just for Spanish, for other languages as well. The world is getting smaller, and so we're going to have more contact with people from other parts of the world. And some students see that right away. Some of them, you know, they come here to Central College thinking, I want to learn French, or I want to learn Spanish because I want to do this, because I want to work with this group of people. Others, you know, maybe they were born here in Iowa, they plan to live here in Iowa, and they don't typically meet people from another language group, and so they don't see that as quite as relevant. But what we try to do is to show them that it is, even if, you know, I speak Spanish, even if I run into somebody who speaks a different language, French, German, Chinese, whatever it might be, I have a better understanding of their situation, of their language, because I know another language. I may not be able to speak to them in great detail in any of those languages, but what language helps you do is it gives you people skills. And in whatever language you happen to be in contact with, what people from wherever you happen to be, wherever they happen to be from, it helps you appreciate the other person more. And I think that's one of the main things you can learn from a language. It's not the vocabulary and the grammar. It's how to interact with people.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Allison Krogstad, professor of Spanish at Central College. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.